A week has passed since the 15-member Egyptian delegation touched down from Cairo to the Rafah border, hoping to take through 10 tons of cement into Gaza. But after a series of delays and no definitive answer from the Egyptian authorities, the Egyptian military decided to confiscate the cement and urge the members to pack up and go.
The cement did not go through. This is perhaps a clear indication that Mubarak's draconian policies towards Palestine is still present within the Egyptian authorities. And for that to change, there must be a seismic shift from the old regime. The Egyptian revolution is still far from over.
Activists here believe the Egyptian government delayed procedures in the hope that they could derail the mission and discourage the delegation. The Egyptian authorities refused on the basis that the delegation did not have the required paperwork, which was not made clear to them from the beginning.
We thought that the Egyptian government, based on public statements and statements made to me personally, that they were 100% behind the ending of this blockade. When we tried to actually test this, these statements and to try to see if they were truly genuinely for it, in action, we found out the exact opposite, that they tried every which way to delay us, to give us the runaround.
But the delegation is not giving up. They camped outside the Rafah border for 7 nights and are determined to come again. They feel that if they apply enough pressure, the Egyptian government has no choice but to listen to the will of the people.
We're still going to make sure that we follow what, you know, they're claiming is procedure. And if it still doesn't go, we are planning on having a much larger scale convoy this time with tons, hopefully thousands of people.
On Friday, there was a massive protest in Cairo. People called for the cleansing of the old regime. Analysts say this is probably the only way to bring about change to Egypt's foreign policy towards Gaza. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, Cairo.